On today's episode, I'm really excited to introduce you to my content strategy coach, Yang Pratt. She went from being a performing artist to being a content creation and repurposing strategist. Welcome to Beautifully Bloomed, the podcast where we explore how to break you out of the box of rules and beliefs that are holding you back from the life you are meant to live. I'm your host, Rebecca Turvo. Join me as I share mindset tools, coaching conversations, and human design to help you uncover your unique gifts and create the life, relationships, and business you desire. Today's guest is Yang Pratt, aka Dr. Content. She is a sought-after content creation and repurposing strategist. She is known for helping female business owners breathe new life into and monetize the content that they already have by administering Content CPR. Her newest venture, Amplify Your Awesome, is an agency specializing in helping women build businesses expertly designed around everything that makes them awesome. So welcome, Yang, and thank you so much for being part of my podcast launch.
Hi, Rebecca. I'm so happy to be here, and it's such an honor.
Yes, and I just want to tell the audience before we start is that you and I met through a human design group we were in, and I think it was around, I forget, did you say February or March
February.
When you joined? You joined in February. Yeah, so I think we both joined around the same time, but you know, you and I kind of connected later and have been working together now, so I'm so excited that it means a lot to me for you to be part of this launch because you're the one helping me with launch. So it's so fun.
It's been so much fun. It's been so much fun walking you through this process of launching the podcast and reaching more of the people that need to hear your message.
Yes. And one interesting thing that I wanted to talk about at the moment is you have shared with me how you were, you know, you're a professional dancer before you became, you know, a performing art school and like these interesting things. And I'm just curious, what made you want to be an entrepreneur versus just going to work after college, right? Like a lot of us do. We get a college degree and then we just go to work, you know, but you don't seem like you took that path.
Well, and I did start down that path. So right after I graduated or close, like during the middle of college, I actually did get a job, and it was a job working for the state. So it had the retirement benefits, all the things, like checked every box that I was supposed to have with a college degree. I checked those, but then I had the opportunity to leave everything and travel and perform around the world. And even though I felt compelled to stay, there was something bigger calling to me. You know, you have to go see the world before you have kids, before you have a real job. You need to go see some things, meet some people, have some experiences. So that's what I did. And after that, everything kind of snowballed. I opened a business, you know, and which has led to what I do now. But I mean, even when I was a kid, I always wanted to do things my own way. I was not very good at taking direction. I would do it because I wanted to follow the rules, but I really just wanted to do it my own way. So being an entrepreneur now has let me do things in my own way, which is such a blessing.
Oh, so much. I love that too. I mean, I wish I had been an entrepreneur years ago. You know, I mean, you, I know, have been doing it for years, not me. Like, it's just the most fun thing I've ever done. So tell us then, how do you help the, like, okay, you went from, you know, dancer to having a school, but tell us how you now help people because it's totally different than dancing and having a performing arts school.
And from the outside, it looks vastly different. People are really surprised when I see them locally, like, oh, you're not the dance lady anymore. Like, no, I'm still working in this world of marketing and entrepreneurship, but now I really get to help people choreograph their content in a meaningful way. Yes. So we go from the start of an idea to seeing this thing on a stage, full lights, and out into the world. So now I get to help them create a way to make that process really easy and really simple and just really fun.
I love that because you know what? Sometimes I think even creating content sounds kind of boring. Like, it's like, oh, I got to create content. If you say it that way, even like, meh, you know, I mean, I love like telling people things and teaching, but that creating content comes in and then I get all in my head like, oh no, there's all these steps and all these things I have to do. And like, it's kind of holds me back, right? So you're here to help people like me to be like, okay, I can teach you a really easy, simple way and you can just go do what you're good at and I will just do the, I'm like, oh, perfect. Thank you.
Exactly. Simplifying content.
Yes. Yes. Simplifying the whole process. I love that. So, Young, what is a tip or two that you would have for my audience that will let them know how have you bloomed into this life and this business that you have now in a way that really feels so good to you? Like it really seems to fit who you are. Like, what are some tips for why or how to do that? Just curious.
Sure. This is a great question because it's taken me 20 years to get to this point where I can share this with you today. So in the beginning of my journey, you know, I really felt like I had to separate my business life from my home life and not share too much about who I was or what I liked and what I didn't like in my business. Yeah. And I did that for years. And it was so exhausting trying to be different people for different audiences that finally, when I learned about human design and understood a little bit more about what I was designed to do and who I was supposed to be, and I discovered the real me for the first time in 20 something years. And it was such an epiphany to get to that point where I thought, oh my gosh, what? I have been making it way too hard all this time, putting all this pressure on myself. So my one tip is get to the place where you feel like you can be your real self, all the parts of yourselves, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because your business is you. You define who you are, your experiences and the things that you have learned. Make your business what it is. So don't be afraid to let that real you show up in your business every single day.
Yeah. And it's funny how some of us find that kind of scary, right? It's like, well, I can't let my family know what I'm doing there. And well, I don't want to let my people in business know what I really feel about, right? It's why do we try to keep two separate lives? Yeah. It's so much easier.
It's exhausting. It's much easier, much more fun. And it's more joyful. And then all of a sudden, when you're your real self, business starts to feel easy and it flows. And that is really why we got into business in the first place.
Exactly. To be ourselves, to allow ourselves to do what we want to do and not follow another person's rule book. Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
That's a great tip. Thank you, Young, for that. So if you want to hear the full length interview with Young, you're going to have to come back later. So you might want to subscribe to the podcast to listen to that later. So thank you, Young, so much for being here today. I look forward to speaking again soon.
Thanks, Rebecca, for having me.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please go subscribe so that you get notified of all the future goodies that are coming along. While you're there, please leave me a review and let me know what you think. So excited to share this with you and can't wait to talk to you next time. Bye.